Federal Minister for Planning and Development Ehsan Iqbal has called for a fresh equilibrium in Pakistan-U.S. relations, rooted in mutual trust, current geopolitical realities, and a development-focused agenda. Iqbal made the remarks during a meeting with a U.S. congressional delegation led by Representative Jack Bergman, R.M.E., along with Representatives Thomas Swazi, Jonathan Jackson, and other senior U.S. officials in Islamabad. The discussions focused on boosting bilateral cooperation, particularly in education, climate resilience, IT, and economic development. Welcoming the delegation, Iqbal underlined the long-standing Pakistan-U.S. relationship, calling it a key pillar of Pakistan's foreign policy. A strong partnership between our nations contributes significantly to regional stability and global peace, he said. Iqbal stressed the need for U.S. understanding of Pakistan's socioeconomic struggles, particularly the impact of U.S.-led wars in the region. Pakistan has hosted over 3.5 million refugees for decades, while grappling with rising extremism, drug trafficking, and social disruption, he noted. Highlighting Pakistan's development priorities, Iqbal emphasized enhanced cooperation in higher education. Citing his own experience as a U.S.-educated academic, he praised programs like Fulbright, calling them transformative for Pakistani youth. He proposed expanding the Pak-U.S. Knowledge Corridor and welcomed the idea of top U.S. universities establishing campuses in Pakistan. We will fully facilitate such ventures, he assured. On climate change, Iqbal pointed to the devastating 2022 floods that caused over $30 billion in damage. He called for a renewed partnership in climate resilience, drawing parallels to past cooperation in agriculture. Just as the U.S. helped us during the Green Revolution, we now need a Green Revolution 2.0, he said. In information technology, he described Pakistan as a growing global hub for freelance talent. We are the world's third largest supplier of freelance IT professionals. Our youth are our greatest asset, he added, welcoming investment interest from U.S. firms. The minister outlined key initiatives like the Iran-Pakistan program and the government's 5S framework, which targets five key areas: exports, e-Pakistan, energy and infrastructure, environment and climate change, and equity and empowerment. He said political stability, consistent policy, and reform were essential to achieving long-term economic goals. No country can progress without peace, harmony, and a stable economic system, he stated. Iqbal also stressed the role of SMEs in Pakistan's economic revival and invited greater collaboration from U.S. businesses in that sector. The U.S. delegation commended Iqbal's leadership and vision, calling him a symbol of the values the United States seeks to promote in Pakistan.